This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Heart of Dixie After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Heart of Dixie After Show.
Here it goes. Yay. Bing is for doing. And we're back with another Heart of Dixie After Show. We're in Season 2, Episode 9, called Sparks Fly.
Yes.
Lots of that going on. We had lots of dates in this episode. So we'll get right in as soon as this beautiful tune ends.
Never going to end.
Never ending. So, well, let's just go ahead and talk then. So what did y'all think about this episode? We started out this blind auction. That's just kind of, okay, I was like, it's really never going to end, you guys. I was like, I've got to ignore this.
Wait, introduce ourselves.
Oh, thank you. So yeah, I've been gone for a couple weeks, so it's good to be back. I'm Whitney Lane. I'm joined with
Paige Sullivan,
Christine Archer,
and Michelle Renee.
Thanks for keeping me on my toes. That's what we're here for.
I tried to come up with a segue and then I
too much music going on in the background, but it worked out. So let's get into it. So let's talk about the blind date auction where they have to put the baskets together. Weren't you kind of wondering who was going to end up with who?
No. It was pretty obvious, I feel like.
I was wondering how it was all going to work. I even asked you while the episode was going on. I was like, what's happening right now?
Well, obviously, a blind auction, it's where these guys are, for some reason, supposed to put a basket date together so they can go on a picnic. And based on what's in the basket, that's what the girls are going to kind of pay for. But you don't know whose it is unless they tell you, which is cheating.
And, okay, these guys' baskets were a little too creative for me to actually believe they made them.
Oh, well, yeah. Maybe minus LaVon. Like,
LaVon,
I believe
LaVon. But LaVon had that whole date planned, that whole evening planned. But everybody else is like, really? You put hazelnut truffles in there? And like, really? Who does that?
Did they
that?
Say it was a special at the store or something?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, it appeared that they were those little Lindt. How do you
Lindt
know?
Lindt chocolate.
Like L-I-N-D-T.
Correct.
Yeah. The ones with the, you know, little gold wrappers. Mm-hmm. That's what it looked like. So, you know, those are good, though.
They are. Yeah.
They are.
I've bought those for presents myself. So, you know, put them in that picnic basket.
They're actually expensive to buy a big bag of those.
But they were on sale. That's what they were saying. That they were, like, when I think Ruby was trying to figure out which one was LaVon, she was like, oh, he has the hazelnut truffles. But then Zoe said they had a special on those at the store. So, like, obviously everyone's going to have them.
Wow. I just get the one single one at the checkout. That's
yeah, the little baby.
Yeah.
It's 10 cents. Cent. Oh, 50 cents. Wow.
At Michael's Craft Store, they always have them.
There we go.
Checkout.
In case you were looking for
I doubt they have a Michael's and Bluebell. So they end up having this auction at the Rammer Jammer.
Yeah.
Of course. So let's kind of start about how it talked off or how it started off with the first person who got a basket, and it was George's basket.
No, first
it
off,
wasn't?
First basket was Tom and Wanda.
Oh, well, yeah, because that was just like,
first
hello.
Off, but they're so cute, and he was dressed so, like, cute today. I feel like he's a walking commercial for, like, Urban Outfitters or something.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Don't you
they're
feel like
they're precious. Yeah, they're yeah. really super cute. And she was like, I'm going to fight. You try to come after me, like, I will fight for it.
Very, very cute. But the next one was Brick. It was Brick.
Yeah, it was Brick. So I was reading earlier about George trying to put a basket together, and it was just going to be super traditional, right? And he's trying to get Tansy, who doesn't seem like the traditional type of girl. So he had to kind of talk to his friend Wade about Wade's ex-wife to find out what she would like in a basket from Wade's friend. It's all very interconnected in Blueville.
He put a hair dryer. I was like, I mean, yeah, I guess that like makes it very clear who he's going for, but like, I would not. I mean, no one else was going to pick that hair dryer except for Tansy.
The hair dryer because she's a beautician?
Yeah, right. She cut his hair, yeah.
I just got that about 1 second ago.
And then Tom was like, should I put a hair dryer in my basket? I think Wanda will be okay without that.
I feel like George would have been better off with
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Like a 40 or something in there, not necessarily a hair dryer. It's a picnic basket. Who's gonna blow their and blow dry their hair in a picnic? I don't know.
Girl's crazy. We found that one out.
What was it? Taquitos, strudels,
and a hair dryer.
And a hair dryer.
That was it.
Ugh. So he got what he wanted, though, right? Thanks to Wade. Wade's just trying to set them all up. I don't know.
What a good friend.
I know, it's his ex-wife. I thought for a second maybe Tansy was going to end up choosing Wade's or something, and then it was all going to start back at the beginning, but that did not happen.
You knew going into this episode nobody was going to end up with who they were supposed to end up with. So that's why I feel like it's almost predictable that they ended up with all these crazy people.
Like Brick and Shelby.
That was ridiculous. I don't know. I didn't see that one coming at all, and I am not a fan of that at all. And we saw in the previews for next week that it's clearly not ending after that date. So, I don't know.
Well, it was good for Lemon to kind of push him to do it, even though Dash, all he wanted him for was his money, Brick. But it was good because he does need to kind of bounce back because Emily, man, she got him, didn't she? He's so upset, and I didn't expect that anyways from Emily from last week, but he's got to get back out there. And he had a nice basket. I probably would have voted for his or paid for his.
And she was more lovable this episode, Shelby. She did her, you know, clothes app and whatever and was playing with her phone the whole time, but she wasn't as annoying as she was with George. She seemed to bring it back a bit and relax and not be so over the top with Brick. And I kind of liked her a little bit. I didn't hate her. I didn't hate her with Brick.
I didn't either. I thought it was funny because we talked to Tim Matheson when he was in here and we were like, is Laura Bell Bundy coming back? And he didn't say a word about them. We would have never gone there, though. That's the thing. So we couldn't have asked him in the first place, but now we know.
In this day and age, it's possible for like a... Because she's the same age as Lemon, right?
Yeah, and George, which is weird. Yeah. Do you guys think that'll last, or will it just be like a one-episode deal?
A one-episode?
Well, it's obviously a two-episode, right?
Well, yeah, Merry Christmas, Brick, I guess.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
I mean, you have to think that it's just for him to kind of... jump
bounce
out
back.
Of, yeah, bounce back, kind of get out of shell a little bit and meet and mingle with some of Bluebell.
Everybody needs a rebound, I guess.
And was it Lemon? I can't even, it was Lemon who said that, like, you're the hottest commodity over 40 at the beginning, right? And I was like, he's the only commodity over the age of 40. So I guess he has to kind of go down a little because there are no other options. So
yeah, you either got Dash, who I don't think is going for the ladies. I don't know, though. And then you've got Wade's dad, the town drunk. So it's like, Brick, you go.
It's like saying, I'm the best engineer in this small room right here.
Exactly.
What is it? Small
what
fish
does that
in
mean?
A big pond.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't get that reference, he's the only person in the room.
Exactly. I'm the booth guy.
The one that played the music way too long. But we'll get over that now.
We'll forgive him.
Brick, so Shelby wins Brick, and then...
Oh, God, stop.
Unacceptable. Well, I love the song, but I think it's good.
Actually, to be completely honest, I don't love the song.
Really?
I think they need
so catchy.
They need a new opening.
I hate, though. I've said this from the very beginning. I hate the opening. It's not so much the music, but just the opening itself. I don't know. I just think it's really cheesy, and, like, let me pan from New York City to, like, this lake, and that's it.
Well, we talked about cheesy. This episode was certainly cheesy.
It was very cheesy.
It's like the lines that came out. I don't even know.
So witty, these people in Bluebell. Who knew? The one-liners they were all dropping was just kind of like, no. You can't even say that. You can't even say that. I don't even believe that. So, I don't know. But I feel like that's the way this episode was supposed to be. It was supposed to be just kind of one of those... laugh at it kind of episodes.
Well, coming off of last week, we need something to laugh at.
Yeah.
That's
true. I need something not as depressing.
It was.
Yeah.
Well, they're giving us the best of both worlds, I guess. But so let's move on to some of the other people who won in the auction, because Walt returns.
Walt.
We just talked about him last week, too, was the thing.
Weird.
And yeah, and I was thinking, I was like, you know, she really messed up not picking Walt, like, or pursuing Walt back when they were at the bar, and she was trying to, like, I guess she was making Ruby jealous, or she was competing with Ruby for Walt. And I thought she messed up then, so I'm actually really glad that he's back, and I think he's a good option for Lemon.
I do, too. I think, I mean, he's attractive for her. They look good together, I think. Mm-hmm. Do y'all not agree?
You maybe my memory her face is bad.
That
no,
he looks, I'm, he looked no. different.
Maybe, yeah, maybe it's just my memory, but I didn't know that was the same guy from the bar. I thought he looked better the first time.
I know, but maybe it was just because he was, like, new.
He and looked much
but
older
then again,
this
he was
time.
Kind of new
yeah,
this
time. Time he looked older.
Guys, he almost looked like Brick's age. Not quite, but...
Everybody looks better in a dark bar.
That's just
a few drinks, so maybe that's just how we were seeing him at that point in time. But I feel like it's strange to me that they meet him at a bar. He's this new guy nobody's ever seen before. He's, like, the
veterinarian.
They want... And then, no, he's an orthodontist.
So. Oh. We got the veterinarian, the orthodontist.
Someone was a veterinarian.
Zoe's guy.
Okay.
From they're all day. Very, okay. like, own their own little businesses, you
yeah.
know? You got the lawyer, the veterinarian, the orthodontist. What more can you ask for?
But don't you feel like somebody would have known who Walt was before that night at the bar?
Oh, yeah.
And how come he's, you know, this new guy, and it's, like, a new person in their life? I just feel that's the weird thing. I feel like there has to be a reason he's in Bluebell or why he's at this picnic thing, because he doesn't do anything else at the Rammer Jammer. We've never mm-hmm. seen him there before. Why is he part of this?
No,
solely because
yeah.
of Lemon?
They definitely need to develop Walt's character, because we don't get him. But that's true, because wouldn't you think, it was interesting, even though he's this new guy, you'd think he'd be like hot stuff in Bluebell because no one comes there. But they're also going after like George and Wade and like the two guys that are there. I mean, Wade had four girls betting on him if you counted Zoe's little pipe in at the end.
And if you count Magnolia.
Magnolia
yeah. Well, she won, though. Let's talk about Wade's. That was funny. What was even in his basket?
I don't know. It just
wine,
looks like yeah, wine,
crackers.
Oh, well, that's right.
Food,
we wish
yeah.
to know that because
they threw crackers at
each That's all
other.
They talked about on their date. But those two girls in the front, I mean, Zoe has a little competition. I mean, she still just kept there waiting. Like she want. It's like she wants someone to tell her what decision to make. I mean, she calls LaVon, she calls Ruby, like, all the time. She can't make her own decisions. If you like him, you like him.
I disagree with that because I feel like when you're stuck in a spot like that and your heart's kind of torn, you need people to give you their two cents for you to weigh.
But why? It's a date.
But I
you
also
are hanging out with them all the time.
I think that part of Zoe's whole issue with Wade is like the public image that their relationship like shows. That doesn't make any sense. Sorry. But anyway, I think she almost needs that validation from other people to feel that it's okay and to be accepting of their relationship, because like we said before, she's so worried about what other people think that if she doesn't get that validation from Ruby or from LaVon or from whoever, then she might be hesitant about the relationship too.
I know. That's her problem.
I have two things.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, if I were in her shoes, I think the date was a little annoying. Like, I wouldn't have bid on him because it's like, we've been hooking up however long. If you want to go on a date with me, then why don't you just ask me on a date? Like, why is it this cheesy, cliche, like, oh, pick my basket thing, you know? Like,
yeah.
So that would have annoyed me, number one. Number two, I agree about Zoe. And I honestly don't think if they'll ever work out together, because I think Wade is so... Like, he just feels inferior to her, maybe. And he's so self-conscious about it, no?
I don't feel like he's self-conscious.
Like,
I think
he
knows, and it's just, like, ringing true.
But whenever they were, and he's like, oh, so two people are different, they can't, you know, that means they can't be together. I feel like he's always, like, harping on the fact that they're different, you know? And
he wants her to give him a chance, and she's not giving him anything.
No.
She's throwing out the line, she's not biting it.
And he's tried so many times to tell her how he feels, and make it work and take the next step, whether or not Zoe sees that. And I feel like half the time she's oblivious to it and doesn't get that that's where he's going with it. And the reason he's self-conscious is because every time he takes that step, she knocks him right down. She does something that draws her back to George, or she compares him to George, or she talks about how she doesn't want to change, or she doesn't want... And, like, it's just annoying. I feel like this episode, I wanted to, like, get rid of Zoe. I was so annoyed with her.
I was too. I feel bad for him because it's like he puts himself out there. He really does. I can't say that for her because she's obviously too worried about what everyone's going to think and feeling who she should be with. You know, George is a better fit versus Wade. But like Wade tries, and every time anytime George comes up and she's like, oh, you know what? He actually likes Tansy, blah, blah, blah. And just makes Wade feel bad. She brought a book to their date. Why would you do that?
Especially that book of all books to bring.
You just felt like he can't even talk, like, at all. He can't carry on a conversation, that you automatically push him down to that level to where it's like, oh my gosh, I've just got to keep talking, because he's not going to be able to say anything.
Well, I don't know why Wade likes her. Like, first season, it was maybe that he wanted what he couldn't get, and then he finally got it. Why does he still like her?
Because I think she's different from his normal types of girls.
But it's her personality is so yucky this season, especially towards him, that I would think that he would be turned off completely by it. Like, he has so many other girls in the town that he could, you know, be with. Why is he wasting his time on someone that's rude to him?
I wish they could take the playfulness they had in the bedroom, because they seem to genuinely have fun with each other, like giggling and laughing.
They have chemistry.
They have exactly. So why can't you take what you have there and just forget about the date setting and just hang out? It's not like that's impossible to do.
I know,
you
they've
do that
done
with
it in bed. Like, they just sit there and talk about every, you know, they've done it. You've seen them. So it's like, why do you always, it bothered me so badly because she just made him feel like he wasn't going to be good on this date. So
maybe they should bring the book into the bedroom.
No.
It was the worst book of all time. Why is she talking about clams? She's talking about, like, some rodent. I don't even remember what it was.
Some guy walking like 830 miles on his hands. And like,
it's like, we don't know.
And not to mention, she prefaced it by saying that this is what she reads to kids before she gives him a shot. So she's already making him feel like
so
a
it's
child.
He's undermining him constantly. And I don't know. I think with Wade, it's just, she's different though. She's like a professional, you know, she's very smart and she knows what she wants. It's not necessarily him, but I mean, it's just different from anyone he's ever met, I think. There's something there. They have the chemistry.
I'm starting to agree with Michelle, though, because I want them to work so bad. And they did have so much chemistry in the first season that you're constantly waiting for them to get together. And now that they're together, I don't think they'll ever work, because she can't accept him for him, or doesn't want to, or can't move past the fact that she didn't get George Tucker. And he is constantly going to feel, like you said, inferior to her. He's never going to be able to get over that until she accepts him, and she doesn't want to. So
he's like the underdog. I'm like rooting for him. That's why I want it. Like, that's why I'm fighting for it. But I don't know.
Maybe there could be a new girl.
I just see them being married down the road, and like, he's that husband.
Resentful.
He's angry because she makes more money than him. He turns into his dad and is a drunk and is just like slamming his beer down. Like, I can't believe, you know.
But for him, don't you want to believe that at some point a girl that is like that he believes is so good, like, that it could work, that
Tansy,
she would accept him.
But I mean, a girl that,
even if they're on different levels, though, that you could accept them for who they are. Don't you want to believe that, even if it might not happen between them? I still wish that it could.
Well, I mean, this might bring out some larger sociological issues, you know, like dating between classes.
Can it happen?
Dixie trying to make some sort of political commentary.
That's fine. I mean, all they did was talk about crackers on their date. But finally, they get the wine open that she had to bribe. First of all, she bribed Magnolia to even get this date with Wade. Mm-hmm. Because Magnolia, girlfriend, she was just like, here I go, $35 for him. And it's just like, of all people, Wade and Magnolia, who knows in the future. And then she had to bribe Brick to get a wine opener. So then they finally get a little tipsy, and then they're starting to enjoy themselves a little bit more, reading the book and eating crackers.
I think that, yes, they were having fun, but I think that, like we were saying, Wade is constantly taking steps to make this a relationship, and Zoe or another girl needs to kind of fight for Wade. Girls fight for Wade, but for the wrong reasons. Somebody needs to fight for Wade because of the person he is and not the fact that he sleeps with everybody.
Yeah. Well, you know, I feel like he hasn't been fighting that long, though. It was just when George was like, because he had all those issues about George and Tansy, when really it was just him talking about himself and Zoe.
No, but he has been fighting for her since the day she got to town.
Fighting for what? It wasn't a relationship.
No, but for her attention, for acknowledgement from her, and then towards the end of season one, he did really care for her. I feel like it's been a long, drawn-out thing.
I think he definitely cares, but now I think it's when he's actually wanting something different than just like casual sex.
And I think that's only, like, really come up in the past maybe 3 or 4 episodes. It really, at the beginning of the season even, I feel like it was, he was still at least putting on an okay face with the whole, like, casual relationship, whatever. But, I think it's still, I have to agree. I don't think he's been really fighting for Zoe that long. And I think it might take a little bit longer.
I think he has.
I think it's fighting for different things. So he was pursuing her just to see if he could get her. And now it's pursuing her for, like, something serious, to take him seriously.
Yeah. And next season it'll be for them to get engaged. And like
or to get back together. And then
for her to have a kid, season 4. Like, can we just have a happy
season
ending?
Season 4, she's going to have
a kid. We want the happy ending.
Yeah, she's projecting, right?
This is like predictions. You can get into this.
Yeah,
later.
Right? Well, we'll see next week when Wade's dad comes to town and she makes him a
Santa Claus.
Well,
he's already in town. He's just drunk.
Santa.
Yes. Zoe's mom's in town.
Well, he comes back out of his little hut, and he becomes Santa. But speaking of the holidays, everybody at home, if you haven't started your holiday shopping yet, probably should. We've got about 20, 21 days left.
I didn't even think about that. I need to get on it.
Girls got to get on it. Uh-huh. So if you are lazy like me, you can shop from the comfort of your house. Amazon is great. And we have a banner on our AfterBuzz site for Amazon. So if you go to AfterBuzzTV.com and click on that banner, it will bring you directly to Amazon. And you can do all of your shopping from there. It doesn't cost you any extra money. It's honestly just a couple extra seconds for you to use that banner to go to Amazon. Shop for yourself, shop for your friends, your family, whoever you want to buy things for. And we just ask that you do it through AfterBuzz because we get a little bit of a kickback, which helps us, you know,
keep
the lights on here at AfterBuzz, keep us all coming back each week so that you can enjoy this. So make sure you check it out on our site and click on the Amazon banner.
Nice. I got to do it. Might as well if I have to get my shopping on.
Hey, I do half mine on there.
Maybe I can find a new phone.
Really, the guys should have just gone on there for their baskets.
They should have.
Probably could have ordered a whole basket on there.
So let's talk about LeVon and Lemon, since he really did have the best basket, I must say. But she thought it was Walt's because of the hazelnut truffles that he told her. He kind of clued her in. And Lemon was really going to go for it. I liked it. She was going to try for Walt, see if that was going to work out. Inevitably. It turned out to be, yeah. I mean,
of course. That was very predictable. Mm-hmm. I forget who was talking about being, like, unpredictable. I guess this was George McKenzie. That was unrelated. But this, too, was just very, I feel like the whole episode was kind of predictable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There were a few things. The Laurel Bundy character, that got me. But the rest of it, very predictable.
Yes.
I mean, he had a full-on romantic date planned. He thought it was going to be with Ruby.
Violence.
But shows how much she cares right there. She didn't even bother to go look at his basket. She's too busy with escrow, her house in Texas that she's trying to get. So it's like, I don't know. I mean, they love each other, right? But still, he
they
ends
said,
up with Lemon.
You.
That was very weird. When they said, I love you, they literally was like, I love you. I love you, too. Let's smile at each other
right.
for, like, 10 seconds. It was really awkward.
It was sweet.
Give him a hug. Give it a hug.
What threw me off and kind of annoyed me was that he told Lemon that she was his first love. And I thought that it would have been Ruby was his first love from high school. And then they kind of, you know, when you date someone in high school and you're like, oh, I love you. We're going to get married. You know?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't happen.
It's true.
Yeah. But anyway, I digress. But I just, that threw me for a loop because I was like, wait, didn't you used to like love Ruby in high school?
I feel like it was just more of like that high school relationship. And now he's like, oh, now I realize I appreciate the relationship more now that I'm back with her kind of thing. But Lemon, so the whole date, they have this whole like thing set up, this pretty like canopy. I mean, it was gorgeous. They're sitting there and then the gondoliers or whoever came up to play the music.
The violinist or
something. Yes, I don't know. It's just like they're sitting there hearing violins in the background. How uncomfortable. Like, Lemon felt so uncomfortable because she's trying really hard, I think, not to be, I love you, LeVon. She's like, you know what? I want him to be happy. So she's trying really hard, and that had to be tough for her.
This, in a lot of ways, is, I think, at least the worst possible scenario for Lemon to have. I mean, I think she's been trying to move on. And so, A, to get stuck with LeVon, not stuck with him, but to end up with LeVon on this date. And then, B, to have it be, like, this super romantic, like, thing that he planned for Ruby was, I'm sure, just a huge slap in the face to her in this episode. But back to the gondolas. Why? I'm sorry. This is Bluebell. Where do you find a gondola?
I don't think you do.
I was thrown off by that.
You build it.
Yeah.
That was awkward. And can we just talk about them dancing? Because at first we were all like, is he pushing her away? And then he pulls her back and that was uncomfortable. I was like, awkward. There we go. That's what they were dancing to.
But I kind of thought they were going to have, like, a moment.
They did.
Well, when he told her, "You're my first love," there was a moment there.
Yeah, I thought they were going to kiss. Really, I didn't.
This music has got to go.
How can you kiss to this?
See how awkward it is? No one wants to stand there and listen to this when you're not in a relationship, so.
Or in a relationship.
Yeah, that's true. Nobody really wants to hear this and dance to it. But that was, that was sweet. I'm glad they had that little situation. But then him telling her that that she was his first love made him realize he loved Ruby. So that was another, like, man, Lemon, you are not winning.
No, she just can't catch a break.
And this part of their conversation was ironic and awkward when Lemon was telling LaVon that the long-distance relationship can work if he really loves her, or something to that effect. And it's like, remember that time that she cheated on George with LaVon?
I guess she knows.
Because you guys were in a long-distance relationship. So how does that really work out?
It's true. I guess she didn't really love him, right?
She loved George.
It wasn't going to last, and obviously it didn't. But I do appreciate that she was like, you know what? I'm going to back on up. Thank you for this lovely dance. Thank you for this lovely meal. And she heads out.
And she said, you deserve to be happy and find happiness, and so do I. And so I think that's right when she stepped away, because she realized being there was just going to hurt her even more if she stayed and listened to him profess his love for Ruby and complain to her, because he still doesn't know she's hung up on him. So that's hard.
Yeah. So you don't think that would have been a good opportunity for her to be like, no, LaVon, I love you.
No. I think she cares more about him. That shows, eventually it's all going to come out, like, let's be honest. So it'll be like, why didn't you tell me? Because I cared about you. I wanted you to be happy.
I want you to be happy with someone else. No.
Well, at least happy in general.
that's too mature.
She's probably holding out that Ruby's going to Texas. Why not ruin, why ruin it now?
Or she's just really trying to move on and be a better person that Lemon has been this episode. You never know.
Yeah, I know, we do like her a lot more.
I think it's just convenience. Like, I guess she likes LaVon, but, like, when she was with George, she chose George over LaVon. And, like, if she could have been with LaVon, she wouldn't have been in, I don't know what his name is.
Walt.
Yeah, she wouldn't have been in Walt's face. So she just wants to get in where she fits in.
Yeah, well, and then she just headed back to Walt. And we'll see what happens there, though, at least. I mean, he ended up on a dang date with Delma. I was like, what are these names that people have? But
Bluebell.
Yeah, well, I don't know. But so we'll see about Lemon and Walt. Maybe there's something there. I hope. Something.
I feel like Tim kind of implied that there was some guy.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
That's probably him.
That's probably him.
We'll find out. What about George and Tansy's little unpredictable date?
I was worried for a second. Like, her reactions at the beginning of the episode, it didn't seem like she was having it at all.
Well, she had no clue at all that he was into her.
Which was also, like, you're kind of dumb. I don't know.
Yeah, because you've spent time fixing his hair, and then you shut the door to the trailer and, like, had fun with each other. I mean, not like that, but, they were, like, enjoying each other's company.
We don't know what happened.
Yeah. Well, I think she'd hopefully know a little bit more if something like that happened. But, so what did you think about it? They were sitting up there eating that streusel nasty.
Taquitos.
Yeah.
Good to know she didn't actually like that, but who does? Well, everyone does that at some point. If you love me, you'll try it.
Yeah, but this is their first date. You don't, like, that's, like, down the road, fine, but, like, no, I don't know.
That was a cute moment, but as far as them, like, the dating between classes thing, I can maybe see George, I can maybe see Zoe and Wade.
Right.
I can maybe see that. Tansy and George, like, I just imagine him using big words, and he was kind of using several when he was doing the whole lawyer thing, and her just not understanding, and her kind of, like, laughing. I just don't think it's going to work at all.
Like, I think this is the episode of The Rebound. I think Tansy is the perfect girl to have fun with, let loose, be very un-George Tucker for a while. Whether it's a couple months, a year, but I don't think it'll last. I don't think he's going to marry Tansy, but I think it's a way for him to have a good time. He's already kind of seems like he's forgotten about Zoe, basically, and he's moved on. But I don't think it's something that's going to last permanently. Right. I just think it's a fun for now kind of thing.
And the difference between Tansy and Wade is, like, Tansy, I think she actually doesn't understand. Like, she's actually dumb. Like, Wade, he can put on a little face, but he's smart. Like, he's not a dummy. He knows what's happening, but he can pretend he's dumb if that's the part he needs to play.
Yeah.
She can
play
many hats. Yeah, she really can't get it together.
Do you guys see her, like, meeting George's parents? Like, that would
Who
be
are
a disaster. You know, his dad is the jerk.
They're mean.
Oh, that's right.
They're mean to Lemon. They didn't even like Lemon.
They're not going to like Tansy at all.
Well, maybe they will. They're like, you're complete opposite. What a breath of fresh air,
she's
Tansy.
She's very friendly, which I feel like Lemon was not, at least last season.
Would so George maybe... have... And George would have never broken a car window if he had been with Lemon.
No.
And he stole Dolly Parton. He got her back.
He would have stolen the dog because she would have come up with some scheme to do it, but they just wouldn't have broken a window. Mm-hmm. Like, that was a little...
A felony.
Yeah.
As for the lawyer, the one lawyer in
Bluebell. And she, like, wraps her hand and, like, you know, and I'm like, whoa, girl.
Right?
Stop all mad.
Not only that, but I honestly don't think he could punch through a window one try. Just, those windows are thick.
Slash. No, no. Why is his little scrape up here on his arm?
Because when he glass. Put it through the glass.
Yeah.
I'm just like, wouldn't his knuckles be a little busted too?
No, but he wrapped had it them. Covered. He just didn't cover the top.
Wouldn't they still hurt?
You've hurt. You've obviously never busted
a window. I have not. Good to know.
Clearly, we've all
I have
windows.
Not committed a felony, so good.
Good to know.
Yeah. But then, of course, they have to run back to Zoe for her to stitch him up. And that dang, what was her name? Evelyn walks in with that red hair, and she's like, give me Dolly Parton back. She did not get her because George saved Tansy by speaking big words to both of them.
To me, too. I was like, what's going on?
Well, he was making that up. It's pretty impressive. But then, didn't you see kind of between George and Zoe, there wasn't much there anymore.
Nothing. No chemistry.
There hasn't been anything for, like, a while now. I feel like it's just dead between them.
They both wanted it, but it's just not.
Yeah.
Wasn't worth the fight.
I can't handle George anymore. I'm sorry. He just like, he's like, oh, I'm George Tucker. Like, runs away. Like, I don't know. It just kills me.
Yeah, just like
and then
that.
Him and Tansy kiss right in front of Zoe. That's awkward.
Yeah, that was awkward.
That's an awkward kiss. Well,
just walk away, Zoe. Don't be like, oh, you really have something there when they walk off. There's really something there, George.
It was almost as if he went over, kissed her, and came back to, like, talk to Zoe. Like, why? Why didn't you just leave with Tansy? It was awkward.
It's an awkward first kiss. Like,
yeah.
And, like, that it happened right after they, like, saved her dog.
Yeah.
From, I don't know. It was just weird.
Dog was cute.
Yeah.
Better than the I love yous from LaVon and Ruby, where they just stand there instead of actually, like,
and
showing
any
affection.
And she went, I love you, too. Yeah. What do you mean,
Well, we know she has other things on her mind. She's trying to get places, and I don't think Bluebell's the place for her.
And he's mayor for 2 years. If he sticks it out, so.
Oh, yeah. He's not going
to. He's not going to Dallas.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Well, Brick and Shelby had a good date, though. They ended up back at the Rammer Jammer talking about her phone, which is so funny to me because it's like you're teaching them how to use these apps on a phone. I don't know. They're
bringing them up to date.
It seems like Brick is just always learning how to use new technology. It was like with Emily, it was Skype. With Laura Balbundi's character, it's now what I've never heard of this app on my phone. I don't know what it is, but I don't know if does it exist. Yeah. Is this a real app?
I mean, it would be kind of cool.
There's probably
figure out your outfits.
Yeah, there probably
I mean,
is, but
he just needs to talk to Magnolia. Let's stay away from Shelby. I just feel like that relationship's going to be uncomfortable.
Can we go back to Magnolia bidding on Wade for a second?
Yes.
That was very strange.
I wanted to.
Well, season one, she had that thing for Wade.
Yeah, she had a thing for him in the past, and it's like, Magnolia, she's got it. I like her.
Did she know it was Wade's basket? I was confused. Or was
had
she,
to have, because those girls were like, oh, Wade can sell her.
She's fast.
She's a fireball.
You know what fast means?
Yeah.
She's on time. I want to be on birth control, no questions
when the
asked.
Time
yeah.
comes.
Yeah.
Well, she's preparing for, what is she, 16? She needs to, her and Lemon, they're
she's
just complete polar opposites.
Yeah.
I love, though, how Zoe could bribe her with a T-Swift concert, front row tickets, but you have to sit in the car.
Mm-hmm.
That's much cooler than Brick, let's be honest.
Yeah, definitely. I think anybody can be bribed with T-Swift tickets.
Yes. I couldn't, no.
No?
Mm-mm.
Her red concert.
Come she could give me the $50. That'd be fine. I don't want Taylor Swift tickets though. I'm not a Taylor Swift fan.
Gosh, she's gonna get some nasty tweets after this.
Sorry,
guarantee
I apologize.
Everybody likes, you know, different types of people. What can you do? But let's talk about the end of the episode before we get on to news and gossip because the Zoe Wade kind of thing. She drops off the basket and he's just like sitting in there. And then the metaphor, like literally it was so metaphorical because it's like they both are outside staring at each other from across the pond. And then he just like walks away and scratches his head. And she's like, oh, it's done.
I ruined it. I feel bad.
It's like there's a barrier holding them apart. And that's what they can't, you know, seriously. It seems like it. Something's blocking this love.
She is blocking this love. She could have gone to that door and knocked and said, I have your basket, and talked to him and tried to fix what she broke in the park, but she chose just to leave it there and walk back. Yeah, he knew she was there, obviously, else he wouldn't have gone and stood on his porch watching her.
Yeah, something's holding her back. We all know. I mean, we've talked about it. It's just not
something's
what she
give.
Thinks should be. All right, well, should we do some news and gossip?
We shall.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Alrighty. First, happy belated birthday to Golden Brooks.
Yeah.
Ruby Jeffries, if people don't know that, which you should if you're watching this after show. Hopefully you know their characters' real names. But she turned 42 on Saturday.
What?
Wow.
December 1st. You guys thought she was older?
Younger.
Yeah.
A lot. You did.
Well, I'm not supposed to give that away, but yeah.
Wow.
42 on December 1st, so it was Saturday. Saturday, Jamie was seen out with her husband at Earth Bar grabbing a smoothie. Mm-hmm. And her husband is Kyle Newman. He's a director.
Okay.
Yeah. And Rachel on Saturday was out having lunch with her boyfriend, Hayden Christensen, at Manhattan Bagel.
Well, look
in
at
Studio
these
City,
people.
But she was hiding her face as she was running to the car. The gossip mags were reporting, so I don't know why she was being all coy.
Okay.
You know, did she treat her real boyfriend like she treats Wade on the show?
Hopefully not. I don't think he'll still be with her.
No, I'm just joking, Rachel. I love you. So earlier this month, BuzzSugar.com asked their readers to vote for the hottest guy on the WB shows. So each show had, you know, different votes. So for Heart of Dixie, LaVon got 7%, George got 23%, and 71% went to Wade, of course.
I mean, he is the one that has his shirt off most of the time.
Yes.
Yes.
So
was this like it was like a competition with all the shows or just like individually with the shows?
Within the shows?
Yeah, within the shows.
Okay.
But it was all shows on the CW network.
Okay.
But now, all of the winners from that
compete
for the hottest overall guy on the CW network. So if you want to vote for Wade, go to buzzsugar.com/hottest/actor/CW.
We're on it.
That's a lot.
We're on it. Vote for that.
Yes, vote for that. And speaking of Wade, TVLine.com, they said that Stupid Hype is one of the web series that you should look out for. And that was like a list of like five they had. And they said it's one of the five web series that you definitely need to check out because it's really good.
I want to. It looks hysterical.
Yes.
We'll definitely be checking
it out. If anyone out there has watched Stupid Hype, go to iTunes and let us know how it is. And
yes,
funnier.
Tweet at us. Tell us.
Yeah, and comment on our Heart of Dixie show too. Rate and comment it. Let us know what you want to hear, what you thought about this episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. Well, that's all I got for you today.
All right. Prediction time, right?
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Got one? I have a little one.
Go.
That I was thinking about because I wanted to say it earlier, but I was like, we're almost to predictions. I think with Zoe and Wade, eventually it's like, it's just going to kind of dishevel, and then she's going to realize she should have tried harder, and he's going to be just over it.
Yeah, I think I mentioned earlier, I want another girl to come. A girl that he hasn't been with, not Tansy, not Zoe, but maybe somebody in between, somebody who's a happy medium. Like you were saying, doesn't have to be dumb or on Tansy's kind of redneck level living in the woods, but she doesn't have to be a doctor from New York either. I think it's just somebody he can relate to and is like Zoe, but treats him nicely.
I just don't want it at all.
I just don't know who that would be. Yeah. I don't know. I have a hard time picking a girl for Wade.
Well, it was kind of that girl that we saw a few episodes ago. She had the brunette hair.
Presley?
She was kind of big, yeah.
She was at George, though.
Yeah.
But that could have worked with Wade. That's true.
Oh, you were talking about Wade?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wade, I blacked out. Never mind. I was thinking about what I was going to say for my prediction. I thought you were talking about George the whole time.
Mm-hmm. But so you're thinking another girl for George.
No, I don't know what I'm thinking. Sorry.
What's your prediction?
My prediction is that Wanda and Tom are going to get married.
Town wedding.
Yeah, it's gonna be like a town wedding, and it's gonna be an event, and it's gonna bring out all these feelings.
Yes.
And everybody's and then the whole reception. That's when people are gonna end up.
The preview will be like, oh, there's gonna be a wedding, and
we think, oh,
yeah, we think like, oh, once. Finally, yeah, and it'll be
smart.
It's a good fun.
I like
it. You always have really good predictions. I hope that's like the season finale, like, of the wedding.
I secretly work on the show and write.
Oh, you got any?
I think George and Tansy are going to last for a while, at least.
Interesting.
You don't think so?
Maybe.
I hope not.
Yeah.
I know. I don't know.
I like her better than George's other dumb blondes that he's had in the past. So I'm Team Tansy.
I think Brick is about to be a man about town, y'all. Think he's going to make his moves. Maybe. So, and of course, Ruby and LaVon, that's done.
I just hope Brick's new woman after Laura Babundi is like over 40 at least.
Well, thanks for tuning in this week. We'll see you next week. I'm Whitney Lane. You can find me on Twitter at WhitneyLane1118.
And I am Paige Sullivan. You can find me on Twitter at Paige Sull.
I'm Christine Archer, and you can find me on Twitter at C Archer.
I'm Michelle Renee, and you can follow me on Twitter at Michelle Renee LA.
Yay! See you next time.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.